Hello and welcome back to Trinity Tidbits by Trinity Digital Ministry. This is Kimberly. I'll be right back. Welcome back. And today I'm going to start a new series from the book of Song of Solomon or Song of Songs, whichever you prefer. But it's the book of the love story, and most people equate it with erotic messages from Scripture. But as we go through it and I explain things, you'll see it in a different light than what the typical people who talk about it use it for, and what they point out in it. So just a moment and I'll begin. So to start with, I'm going to read verses, I'm going to start with Song of Songs chapter 1 verses 1 through 6. The most beautiful of songs by Solomon. Your lips cover me with kisses. Your love is better than wine. There is a fragrance about you. The sound of your name recalls it. No woman could keep from loving you. Take me with you and we'll run away. Be my king and take me to your room. We will be happy together. Drink deep and lose yourself. You should lose yourselves in love. No wonder all women love you. Women of Jerusalem, I am dark but beautiful, dark as the desert tents of Kedar, but beautiful as the draperies in Solomon's palace. Don't look down on me because of my color, because the sun has tanned me. My brothers were angry with me and made me work in the vineyard. I had no time to care for myself. Wow, doesn't that sound like most women today? We're so busy doing all this stuff. Even if people aren't mad at us and we're not being stricken by their anger and forced to do things, we choose to do things ourselves. And we become overrun and run down, which it kind of sounds like the woman in this story. But throughout history, many have interpreted this scripture literally to be a love affair between a man and woman. That is a nice sentiment. However, there is a deeper message within its words. I'll do my best to break it down and share its message. Feel free to comment your thoughts and ideas to add to mine later. So verse 1 through 6 in the message above, what does it mean? The message is an allegory, which means a story, a poem, or a picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden message, a metaphor or symbol of something. What metaphor is this message giving us? Think about it. It's a message, a word picture of Christ's love for our church, for his church, the body. To quote Matthew Henry, the theologian and commentary on Scripture. But this is what he says. Christ's love is more valuable and desirable than the best this world can give. So let's break this down a little bit. The King, Christ, the spouse of Christ, the believing, the church body. The kisses of his mouth mean the confidence of forgiveness among believers are honored, filling them with peace and joy in believing, and causing them to overflow in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty massive. Loving people take most joy in loving Christ and being loved by Him. The name of Christ isn't presently like ointment. The name of Christ isn't presently anointment like ointment sealed up, but like ointment poured out, which indicates the liberty and fullness of growing forward in His grace by the gospel. Those that He has delivered and blessed, here are the virgins that love Christ and follow Him wherever He goes. That can be found in Revelations 4, verse 14. The more clearly we recognize Christ's glory, the more reasonable will be that we are unable to follow Him well, and at the same time be more enthusiastic about it. Observe the quick answer given to this prayer. Those who wait at wisdom's gate will be led into truth and comfort. And being brought into this chamber, our griefs will vanish. We have no joy but in Christ, and for this we are bound to Him. We will remember to give thanks for your love. It will make permanent impressions on us that better and permanent impressions than anything in this world. Neither is any love acceptable to Christ but love in honesty. You can read that in Ephesians 6, verse 24. The daughters of Jerusalem may mean teachers not yet verified in the faith. The wife was black as the tents of the wandering Arabs, but beautiful as the magnificent curtains in the mansions of Solomon. The believer is black as being polluted and sinful by nature, but attractive as renewed by divine grace to the holy image of Yahweh. The believer is still damaged with remnants of sin, but attractive, as accepted in Christ. The believer, frequently vulgar and wicked in the respect of people, but great in the sight of Yahweh. The blackness was due to the harsh practice that had been endured. The people of the church, but not of Yahweh, were mad with her. They had made her endure difficulties, her being the body of Christ, which caused her to overlook the care of her soul. We get run down. Therefore, under the image of a weak female, made the preferred wife of a prince, we are directed to observe the events in which the love of Christ is typically to finding its recipients. They were wretched slaves of sin, at work or in grief, overworked and heavy burdened. But how great the change when the love of Christ is shown to their souls, to our souls. Christ's love is so absolutely mind-blowing awesome. It's so amazing how this story is a symbol of Christ's love for his children. The symbol of love. He loves us so much, he willingly gave his life for us at Calvary and was crucified, then rose to live again. He took our sins upon himself so that we would have life and life more abundant in him. This is not a message of health, wealth, and prosperity. Please don't interpret it that way. Where do you stand in the story of love? What is your thoughts? Please share. As I mentioned before, this is going to be a several part series of Christ's love through the book of Song of Songs, or if you will, Song of Solomon. There was a time when I had a black, dark time in my life. And another time within that where my soul was unkempt and a mess and just overwrought. So when I turned to Christ and allowed him to clean that up and be Lord in my life, that became different. It changed. I changed and started taking care of myself. I pray that for whoever listens to this, who needs the Lord in their life, and not just, you know, rituals and such, but I'm talking really deep soul searching, handing your soul over to the Holy Spirit, to God. Allow Jesus to live in your heart. And I mentioned yesterday about God being the pilot. I am just the co-pilot. I sit in the passenger seat. I go where he takes me. Where does he take you? Do you let him take you anywhere? So, in the text version of this transcript, I will have a contact form that if you go there to the blog, which is at trinitydigitalministry.org under the daily devotional tab, and you will find this audio attached there. You can contact me for more info. You can contact me for a prayer request, where I will put my prayer warriors in prayer mode and help you with whatever it is you need prayer with. And the other option is that you can simply just give me some feedback. Comment in the feedback and tell me your thoughts, and just let's interact. Well, what will you do with this study? So that's it for me today. Like I said earlier, this is Kimberly. So I wish you a great and blessed day. Thank you for joining me at Trinity Tidbits.